Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 8 of Just Being Honest with me. How's everybody doing? I was supposed to go to the DMV again, but I'm feeling like shit, so I slept all day. So my whole plan was after the show, I'd go to the DMV and get that all out the way, but I can't. I despise going, and of course, with my luck, I have to go twice in the same month because they messed up my photo. Boy, so ridiculous. Hopefully I'm in and out, and I might have to go back again this month for a speeding ticket I got. Oh, boy. It just doesn't seem to end. So, long story short, with the ticket, I was definitely speeding, you know. I can admit that. I was driving, obviously. No, I am so shot. I'm sorry. I need to wake up. But, all right, anyways. So, I was speeding. I came around this corner. Guy pulled me over. Said, he said I was going 74 in a 30, which is 44 miles over the speed limit. At that point, you know, they could take your, your license away for that. So I'm fighting it because there was no way I was going 74 miles per hour. So that's exactly what I'm going to say. I'm going to say I was speeding, but I really don't believe that I was going 74 miles per hour. And the cop was a dick, man. Real dick to me. He didn't even look at me. He was basically just making his quota, and that's what really pissed me off. Because I know a lot of cops, and most of them are nice. And this guy was just a dick. You know, just like, you know, your neighbor could be a dick. Yeah, this guy was an asshole. Anyways, moving on. So, I feel like at this point in my life, I'm not going to change much. And, as in change, I mean like style wise, I'm pretty much going to rock the same shit. Nice jeans, a hoodie, T-shirts, nice classy watch. That's really it. That's all I got. You know, they always show like these future movies with guys and girls. They're all wearing the same outfit. You know, it's like a white what's it called? Like a white jumpsuit or some shit like that, or a futuristic looking type of thing. And yeah. I won't live long enough to see that shit. So, yeah, pretty much this is my look for the rest of my life. I'm 31 years old. I really don't see myself changing at this point. Of course, yeah, I know most users are looking at me and say, oh, you're still young. Yeah, I get it, I'm young, but like I said, I just really don't. I've had this same look for about 5-10 years now anyway, so I really don't see myself changing. Anyways, so I used to love going out. I know I say it all the time how, I don't like to do nothing, but I used to party hard every weekend. I was 15 going to Exit. This is all in New York City. I was going to, Exit, Sound Factory, Webster Hall. I caught the very, very, very end of the tunnel. And my God, the things I've seen, especially at like Exit or like Sound Factory, with the Chinese people, they were these Chinese people would be tripping balls, praying to the speakers. I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? And who the hell knows what I was on? You know, it's past shit. But it didn't faze, you know, it didn't faze me back then. I was so used to it. But they would hop up and down. That was their dance. That's all they had. That's all they had in their repertoire, was just popping up and down. Bizarre. Then in my 20s, I'd go to like DJs, Jenks, Mr. East, all the good places. That's all in Jersey. I would go and have a blast dancing. And that was with my brother's friends. They They call me Happy Feet. Yep. That's real. Now I'm just tired of it. And back then, I really liked to dance. Even with a chick, we would barely touch each other. You know? Like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, you know. I mean, like, we'd touch. You know, like, I'd come in dancing. I'd, softly touch her waist. You know, keeping it sexy or something. You know? Is that weird to say? That's whatever. You see this shit now, though, with these girls? Bent over, getting banged in the ass so hard that sometimes they actually get knocked to the ground. I mean, come on. What is going on? Like, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm getting too old, or I feel like I'm getting too old. I've always felt ahead of my time anyways, like an old man. I could picture what I'm going to be like when I'm an old man. Oh, it's going to be glorious. I'm going to steal shit and just blame it on my old age. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. Oh, I can't wait. Chasing kids off my lawn and shit. You know, the whole classic. The old man. The classic old man is what I hope to be when I grow up. Just bitter at life. I hate my wife. Nah, I'm not going to get married anyway. Yeah, but now in my 30s, I really do feel old. And when I was in my 20s, I thought that shit was crazy. Now I'm like, that's someone's daughter. You know, the chick getting bent over, banged. like, how old am I? I don't mind going to local bars or events or, like, just not clubbing is what I mean. Or staying out till 4 a.m. I don't got time for that shit. By 4 a.m., I mean, I work nights. But if I'm off, come roll around 4 a.m., I am shot. I want to go home. My fucking leg's killing me. My knees are hurting. My feet are killing me. I'm tired. I want to go home. But the warmer weather is coming. Right? Excuse me. I kind of just woke up, actually. I took a little nap. I was feeling like shit today. So, yeah, I took a little nap. I took like two naps today. I don't know what's going on. I'm slowly dying. No. I'm a hypochondriac. That's my brother, actually. My brother, anytime he has like a tickle in the back of his throat, he thinks he's dying. That's it. but yeah, now the warmer weather's coming. That's what it is, though. That's why everybody's feeling like shit. It's because one day it's cold, one day it's hot. Over here in New York, it's been it snowed last night. What is going on? And then it was like 70 degrees last week. It's craziness. So, now it's the excuse for every chick to get us slightly a little naked. And that's awesome for us guys. Love a chick in a sundress. Oh, man. But with the warmer weather comes damn bugs, right? All the mosquitoes. Bees, flies, ugh. Beautiful weather. And it definitely outweighs the bullshit, but you gotta put up with all the bugs. Alright, so, moving on. Okay, so I wanted to bring up something that most Americans secretly don't care about. Yes, I'm talking about politics. And I really don't want to say, I'm not going to say it on the top of the world. But I was watching this clip on, I think his name, oh my God, I forget the name of that show. Bill Maher. Bill Maher? I think that's how you say his name. So I was watching this clip on, I'm pretty sure, the Bill Maher show. And it's something else. It's called something else. But you know what I'm talking about, Bill Maher. And he had this compilation video of Trump saying that he's the best at everything. For instance, Trump said something like, nobody's better than me at loving the Bible, and no one's more presidential than I am, and so on and so on. You get it. So it was like a 3-minute video of Trump just saying how good he is at these things. But if you take any one of these candidates, you could do the same shit. For instance, Hillary Clinton lies about everything. And they've done videos, obviously. I'm not singling out what that guy Bill Maher did on his show, saying that no one else does this, because obviously everybody does the, especially with Hillary Clinton, it's really easy to do something that about her lying, especially with that that sniper when she landed. I forget where she landed. In Iraq or something like that. I forget where she landed. And she said she landed under gunfire. And then when you actually see the video of her, like, did she not watch this video to, like, change what she said? She sounds like an asshole. And she's had to defend herself, like, 4 times for it. It's like, yo, dude, how many more times are you going to bullshit us? But yeah, what was I? Anyway, you could do it to any of these candidates for saying anything, really. And I'm not taking any kind of stand here, so, I'm just pointing out the idiotic shit people do to make someone look bad. Cause you could do it to him anyway. For one thing, he's on TV because of America. He's saying Trump is like a kid who, what the hell was he saying? He was saying something like, Trump is like a kid who Trump is like the type of kid who gets a note in his lunchbox from his mom saying I love you, meaning that the lunch in the lunchbox should have been enough, then should have been the I love you, and there shouldn't have been a note. Like, really? Like that's supposed to be a bad thing? Look it up. I'll wait. Watch the video. I promise you, I am not taking any stand, because to be honest, I really don't care for any of the candidates this year for president, like, at all. They're all pretty much idiotic idiots, and every president really is. And yeah. So, anyways. What was I gonna say? What did I want to talk about today? I didn't really do much at all this week. I've been working. I don't know. I feel like I worked like 7 days straight or 8 days straight or something like that. That's why my brain is just not working. Anyways, I want to talk about a few things that I wanted to do. I guess it's sort of like a bucket list. Yeah, sort of a bucket list. I've always wanted to do a montage. or not do a montage, have a montage done for me. With me in it. I don't know what I'm talking about. So it's like, yeah, you know, like with the music in the background and all that good stuff. Like if I was popping out of a dressing room with like the dopest outfits or suits. In the movies, you know, or like building something and it's like speeding up the process and I'm doing something awesome and it stops and I'm drinking something. I don't know. Or like a classic, working out, 80s movie, like Rocky or something, you know, where he's like running uphill and the music's in the background. All of a sudden there's like 50 people chasing him. Not chasing him, but like running with him, and he takes off like a bat out of hell, like a badass. Yeah, I always wanted to do a montage. I need to get on that. I need to find someone who can make a montage of me doing. I don't know what it is. Podcasting is not something you want to montage, because that'd be weird. I've always wanted to be a hero in the newspaper. This sounds really cocky, right? I don't know. That's why I always go into the bank instead of using the drive-thru. Like, if a dude pulled out a gun, I come up from the side and drop him in one hit, pick up the gun, and stand there like a goddamn action figure. I don't know. I've always dreamt about that. So, yeah. That's why I always go inside the bank instead of going through the drive-thru. Oh, shit. No. Oh, I thought I lost you guys. I keep doing this. I didn't touch the mouse for 15 minutes, and the screen goes blank. It's scared the shit out of me. Because I really didn't want to re-record any of this. That's not my style. I like to just keep it flowing. And whatever comes out of my goddamn mouth gets sent into the world. This is all intentional ignorance. All right, people? So I hope nobody takes any offense, especially with the political shit I say. I don't have any stance. I don't vote. So I'm not the guy who complains about our president's fucking up things. Shut up. Did you even vote, you idiot? Stop complaining. You cannot complain if you didn't vote. If you don't vote, you have no fucking right to complain. Okay? So cut the shit. If you voted, let's just pretend Donald Trump wins, right? Or vice versa, Hillary Clinton wins, or Bernie Sanders, or whoever the hell else is running, right? Let's pretend that Trump won, and you're a Hillary Clinton, voter. Then you can complain. And if you voted for Trump and he fucking up, you still can't complain because you voted for him. Okay? So I just wanted to get that straight. Back to being a hero. I want to be a hero so bad. I don't know what it is. I've been saying this for like my whole life probably. I've just wanted to stop a bank. I don't know why it's a bank robbery. It's always, every time in my fantasy, it's always a bank robbery. Or I guess like saving like a damn little, oh my God, I can't speak. Help me. How do you say that? Damsel in distress? Something like that. Yeah, damsel in distress. And I'm interviewed by like New York One. And I'd be like, well, you know, I was just doing what anybody would do. I don't know. I'm losing my goddamn mind. Literally, day by day, I could see my mind is just slipping and slipping away. Anyways, Oh, yeah. So, my friend Nicole. Nicole, what's up? She loved the conspiracy theory episode last week. So, I wanted to do like a part two. Of that right now. Let's see. I didn't do any research. I probably should have. But you know what? In the meantime, what I'm going to do is, while I look up some shit, I am going to do some movies and TV show recommendations. That's what I'm going to do. But first, let me just open up this this web browser so I can just at least type it in, and then I can at least search for it. Alright, anyways. Alright, so first off, if we're going old school, I think it was 1986. I would be 1 year old at this point. The Manhattan Project came out. You know what? Before we do the part two, I'm gonna look up the movies, so I could at least say who's in it. There it is. Okay. And let's see. 1986. Boom. I looked up on IMDb. I can never say his last name, but that guy, John Lithgow. I don't know. The dude from, the older man from Interstellar. Or actually, probably most people know him from Third Rock from the Sun. Anyways, he was in it. And, wow, they don't even show this kid's name. Christopher Collett? Collett? I don't know. C-O-L-L-E-T. Wait, was that the kid? I'm trying to think of the kid's name in the movie. Was it Paul? I guess so. It has to be. Anyways, has anybody ever seen this movie before? It's an 80s movie, so I don't give a shit if this is a spoiler. But this movie is awesome. I mean, I've seen it when I was a little kid. The kid, all right, I'll run through it with you. Okay, so John Lithgow, or Lithgow, however you pronounce it, he works for, like, a government lab in, like, let's just pretend Albany, New York, because it was somewhere out in New York, like upstate New York. So they have plutonium. Actually, hold on. Let's just read the thing. Let's read it. It says, a teen and his girlfriend make an atomic bomb. Oh, actually, his girlfriend, too, is played by, what's her name? The chick from Sex and the City. Cynthia Nixon. You know, the redheaded chick. But she was smoking in the Manhattan Project. She was really pretty in it. So it says, a teen and his girlfriend make an atomic bomb with plutonium. I don't know why they wouldn't say with stolen plutonium. But with plutonium stolen... Oh, that's why. Maybe I should read ahead a little bit more. Holy shit. Okay, one more time. A teen and his girlfriend make an atomic bomb with plutonium stolen from a scientist dating his mother. Yeah, so John Lithgow is dating the kid Paul, the star of the movie's mother. And this kid's awesome. He could, like... hack into shit with there's actually a montage in this movie where he's like building the actual atomic bomb, and he's really smart, you know, kid's super into like science and stuff like that, and it's a really great movie if nobody's seen it before. So if you haven't seen it, check it out, The Manhattan Project. Let's try to bring up another classic old school movie. 1996, The Crow. City of Angels. I mean, who hasn't seen the Crow by now? Come on. But, all right, I'll read this. It says, many years after his first film, The Spirit of the Crow, what is it? Resurrects another man seeking revenge for the murder of his son. Now, I mean, if you haven't seen this movie, you're crazy, because this movie is amazing. It's like, it really is like the one of the better revenge stories of all time. I mean, it's cheesy, it, you know, it has its cheesy moments, but that's what makes it great. And it's an 80s flick. So, there's a 90s flick, actually, I'm sorry. But most of the 80s and 90s, early 90s flicks are awesome. Even though this is 1996, doesn't matter. Who was in this? I mean, I know the main star, obviously. I mean, he's always done, like, B-rated movies and shit. Vincent Perez. I don't know what he's best known for. I don't know, I guess it doesn't really matter. But yeah, The Crow. The Crow's awesome. Let's see. Oh, New Age. What did I watch recently? Well, actually, you know what slept on a little bit? And it's an Adam Sandler movie. Pixels. I don't know if a lot of people watch The Pixels. Awesome movie, especially if you're a gamer. If you're a gamer, you're going to love Pixels. Just to see everything pixelated, I thought was really cool. To see, like, if they shot a wall in a building or something like that, the whole wall would be pixelated. It was awesome. Great movie. And what's his name? Kevin, I always mix up Kevin Smith and Kevin James just by names, obviously not by their face. Let's see, Kevin, I think it's James. Yeah, Kevin James. He plays the President of the United States, and he's hated, and it's hysterical. And what's that other kid's name? He was in, I'm looking it up on IMDb, so I'm trying to figure out. Oh my god, it's driving me crazy. And you probably know it, and you won't tell me. Thanks, I appreciate it. Shit. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the movie that he was in recent. Oh, The Wedding. He was in The Wedding Ringer. The Wedding. Oh, Josh Gad. That's it. Yeah, Josh Gad. He is hilarious in it. There's a scene in the movie. This ain't a spoiler, so it doesn't matter. When he first meets the, like, SEAL Team 6, basically. Like, these badass dudes. And Adam Sandler is about to introduce him. So he's like, oh, I'm trying to think of how it goes exactly. He's like, hi, I'm blah, 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 Brenner. I forget his first name. And this is something, what does he call him? They call him the Wonder Kid. Also known as, and he's, I think he's going to say his real name. And then Josh Gad just screams as Adam Sandler is about to say, also known as, and then he, your worst nightmare. It's hilarious. That whole skit with him screaming at these badass dudes is hysterical. Because they're all big, buff dudes. He's like, what am I? He's like, oops, the government was supposed to send us the best of the best. And what do? They send us these guys. I don't know if you're about to fight a war or if you're the cast of Magic Mike. Yo, it's fucking hysterical. All right. Let me, was that it? I mean, well, you know what you gotta catch up on? You gotta catch up on Parks and Rec. Parks and Recreation. That's also a great show. Even though I didn't love the way it ended, the actual last episode. I don't know. It was a little weird. I can't emphasize enough how much I love The Office. So whoever hasn't watched The Office, that's what she said. You're crazy, okay? The thing is, what I figured out about The Office is either people hate it or love it. That's it. There's really no in between. There's nobody I ever heard, oh, I could just put it on and put it on in the background. No, it's either you watch that bitch or you don't. All right, let me see. I'm trying to spell out conspiracy theories. Hang on, because I want to do at least two. Oh my god, where is it? All right, here it is. So I'm gonna look them up. I'll look them up, and I'll try to find two I didn't do. And then we'll move on. Well, actually, that would be probably the end of the show. Let's see. Conspiracy theory Wikipedia. No, it's just telling me what the hell conspiracy theory is. List of conspiracy theories. All right, let's see what this is. This is like a whole list of them, actually. So anybody could see this one, because this one is list of conspiracy theories, and it's a Wikipedia. So open this puppy up, and you can read what I'm reading. Let's see. It says New World Order, false flag operations, war, assassinations. Oh, let's see assassinations. Of course, the classic John F. Kennedy. All right. You know what? There is one weird thing about the John F. Kennedy assassination. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this before. There's a really good YouTube channel called, I'm pretty sure it's called Top Fives. And this dude talks about, I'm sure he does, as much research as he can. And he just leaves it out there for you to either guess or, come up with your own conclusion or don't believe it at all. He does everything. He does top five conspiracy theories, and then he'll do like part two, part three, part four. It doesn't really matter. He'll do everything. Top best endings in movies. You see where I'm getting at. It doesn't matter. It's just top five, so it's awesome. And I was watching one of them about the John F. Kennedy assassination. Let's see what this one says, though. Conspiracy theories sometimes emerge following assassinations of prominent people. The best known of these is the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963, which has caused a number of conspiracy theories to develop. I'm going to try to skim through to get something good. All right, you know what? It doesn't really matter because nothing is really showing anything. Yeah, I'm not. There's no way I'm reading all this. If you want to go to it, go to it. It's a lot. It's very long. Anyways, what I'm going to get into it, though, and I wish I knew the woman's name. But if you look it up, you can probably find it easily. Anyways, okay. So, This is part two of the... Oh, my God. I just made the whole microphone pop. This is part two of the conspiracy theory because my friend Nicole loved it. And I got other feedback, too. But my friend Nicole, I've known her for like 18 years now. She's my dog. And doing a little part two for her. So, conspiracy theories with John F. Kennedy assassination. It was obviously planned. I don't even know the claims, to be honest with you, with the conspiracy theory. Because there are probably 50,000 of them. But anyways, I'm going to talk about the weirdest part about the conspiracy theory on this, right? There is a woman in these pictures. And this isn't, as far as I know, it's not photoshopped. But there's this, because it looks really realistic. This chick, she's an old woman. You can see it with a camera. So this is after John F. Kennedy gets shot. You see her. Then you see her pretty far away again in another picture. And she's across the street. Because he got shot in Texas, right? Hold on, let me just skim back. I'm almost positive he was killed in Texas. I'm not going to skim through this. I'm not going to read this whole thing. Maybe next week I'll do a part three and I'll actually have every single fact written down. All right. So while 68% do not believe Oswald acted alone, the Discovery Channel poll reveals that 21% of the people believe Oswald acted alone, while 79% do not believe Oswald acted alone. Just statistics. Anyways, I actually don't believe he worked alone on this because of this woman. I don't know how she could have communicated with him, but no matter what, regardless, I wish I had the link to tell you guys to look this up. Maybe next week, opening episode of episode 9. I will tell you the link to this because it's this old woman. She's taking pictures. Then, like I said, the second picture, she's a little bit further away. Then the third picture, she's going up these tall outside staircases, you know, like an outside staircase, and going to a higher ground. And then you don't see her again. But it's really bizarre that she's there because everyone was accounted for. Mind you, this woman was like the only one. There was like six other people there that was left after the shooting. Why was this woman? So if she was there, how do they not know who she was when they know the other five people? I'm just guessing on how many people were there, but there really wasn't a lot of people there at the time. Even if there was 20 people, they're going to know exactly how many, who were there. And, everything in their names and all that shit. There's a president getting murdered. Okay? There's an assassination of the U.S. president. They're going to know every single person there. Excuse me. So anyways, this woman disappears. And I think they even call her the disappearing woman because no one knew her name. It was really bizarre. All right. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut this short. Next week, I'll do an actual... next week I'll do a real conspiracy theory part 2.5 or something like that because this was awful. I apologize. I'm feeling so not myself this week. I feel like shit today. I really slept all day today. I hope your day was a lot better than mine because I'm starting to wake up a little bit now, but I don't know. I feel like shit. And my poll numbers dropped so much. Oh my God. You guys, I mean, this episode ain't going to help me. Oh, boy. But if you guys could, please share, like, comment. It really means a lot. And, yeah, you can follow me on Podomatic. Follow me on, obviously, subscribe on iTunes. If you're friends with me on Facebook. If you're not friends with me on Facebook, it's Errol Cristiano. That's it. I'm from Staten Island, New York. You'll see the picture. I'm wearing like a purple kind of like button down. It's on the iTunes. It's it's on this too. It's the picture of this. Actually, what am I talking about? lose my damn mind. If you go to this page on Podomatic, Podomatic.com, you go to this page, and you will, the link to my Facebook is there, the link to Twitter is there. So, boom, right there. I accept everyone. So if you send me a friends request, I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm going to accept you. And I don't wait 3 days later. I pretty much accept you the second I see it, okay? I'm a night guy, too, so I'll be up late-ish. You send it, and we could talk. You could send me messages. You could even message me topics on there if you don't want to email in. But if you want to email in, the email is justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Again, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com, okay? Write in, give me a topic. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be conspiracy theories. It could be politics. It could be anything, and I promise you I will give you the best, whether it's advice or I'll just talk about the topic. Matt last week from Kansas, he wrote in, he gave me a topic on conspiracy theories, and look at that, I'm talking about it again this week. All right, so I may drag yours out for 2 episodes. All right, anyways, this one's going long, 37 minutes, and all right, have a good week, and I will see you next Monday. I'm going to say it again. I might start doing Thursdays only because my poll numbers dropped big time. I'm in like the 6,000s right now in overall. That's overall. Anyways, have a good week. If you'd like to write in, please write in. Please subscribe. Please share. And all that good stuff. All right? Have a good week, and I'll talk to you guys next Monday.